after the victory that really belonged to the FRDC, the National Army of Congo, of DRC, with the support, of course, of the Force Intervention Brigade from MONUSCO, I think the focus will be on all other armed groups, all of them actually, including FDLR, including ADF NALU, and all the other Mai-Mai groups that are really, troubling the security issue in Eastern DRC. And I think this is key. And we already sent a message around. All armed groups need to lay down their arm and surrender, and that's it. They know where our DDR camp is, demilitarization, demobilization, and reinsertion camp are. So they need to head to these DDR camp and surrender themselves.
You specifically mentioned the FDLR, and they are the rebels who Rwanda blames for the 1994 genocide. Are they the next targets?
Definitely, and the message is clear toward FDLR leadership, military leadership team. They need to surrender themselves. They need to hand over their weapon and go to the DDR camp, and that's it.
Look, it's taken over a year to defeat the M23 rebels. How difficult would it be to defeat the other groups that have been active in the region, and in this particular case also the FDLR?
You will be surprised, but we received already at MONUSCO here some call coming from some few Mai-Mai groups saying that they are happy to lay down their arm now. And I think it is timely because they know what happened to M23, one of the biggest, or the biggest actually, armed group in DRC. So we welcome that, and I think that we are calling upon all the other armed groups to surrender themselves, and that's it. There will be no negotiation. There will be no kind of dealing with them. They know the music now.
How many groups have offered to surrender? Because we know that there are at least 10 rebel groups active in the area. So how many have offered to surrender?
You are very optimistic. There are more than 10 armed groups in Eastern DRC. Some figures talk about 20, even 40 armed groups in Eastern DRC. But as I said, for the time being, only you receive one Mai-Mai group who is happy to lay down their arms. So we are looking forward to more, of course, and this is only the beginning.
How will you deal with any former rebels that surrender or that are captured?
I think it is also clear that rebels who surrender themselves, they have, as I said, DDR camps, and they will be there, and there are clear procedures, and we follow really international procedure to handle this kind of issue.